Parshas Pekudei in Eshanim Uberes, Parshas Pekudei stands alone. It's interesting, the Morgan Avram, it's not so known, the Morgan Avram in Siman Tofresh Pehei, who brings the minhag of Shoivavim, which Avada, many of the Svarim HaKadoshim, later on generations talked about, but it's brought down to the Morgan Avram in Tofresh Pehei, and he brings that in a regular year, it's Shoivavim, it's Shmois Va'era Boi B'Shal Chisam Mishpatim. He says in Eshanim Uberes, it's from the Shalom and others, that it's Shoivavim Tat. But then the Magen Avraham says the emes is really the tzoymos and the kedusha and the inyonim of shoivavim is mamshich also in vayakel pekudei. I don't know about kisisa, but it's also mamshich in vayakel pekudei. Now it's also the arba parshios. Now this week is a Shabbos hafsaka. Last week was parshas shkolim. Next week vayikra in Shana Muberes, it's going to be zachar. Sometimes pekudei does come out parshas shkolim, but in this year, it's the Shabbos Hafsaka. The Gemara explains in Megillah that in the Indian of the Arba Parshias, there's also Shabbosis that are Shabbos Hafsaka. The Sfarim say that if the Arba Parshias are connected, the Shem Havaya, the Dalit Parshias are connected, Yud Kei Vav Kei, so after the Shabbos Hafsaka is like the Gvil in between the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Also, they say over that Hafsaka is Litein Revach Lehisboinein, Bein Parsha LeParsha. So if we're in between Parsha Zohar and Parsha Shkolim, maybe Adarav was supposed to be Mizboinen in both. For the record, Shkolim and Zohar together is Gematria Tshuva, 713. Shkolim, Zohar is 713, Gematria Tshuva. We have to take the fire of the Hislavis of Shkolim, of Matbea Shel Eish, and use that to go against the Krirus of Amalek. That's the interim that we're in. It's interesting that in a regular year, B'derech Klal, Mishpatim is Shkolim, and Zohar Kamat always comes out Parshas Tetzaveh, in which case Truma many times is the Shabbos Hafsaka. So I heard the Taich is Truma, which we're wrapping up now, the Parsha is about the Mishkan. Truma and the Mishkan is about taking Dvarim Gashmiim, but using them as Kalim, as a vessel to bring out Ruchnius in this world. Now Amalek, he doesn't hold it at. He holds Malika. He separates. He recognizes Ruchnius. But he says Ruchnius is up there, and Gashmis is down here, and we disconnect it. The whole Musag of Mishkan, and all these parashas that we're going through in Mishkan, are that Adarabu, we take the Gashmis, and we use them as Kalim to be Mischaber to the Rabbanu Shleilam. In the beginning of this parsha in Pekudei, it says about the Shkolim, and I know it's not Parsha Shkolim, but it says about that they counted how much the Kesef Pekudei Ya'eda, and it says, and this is a word that it does not say in Parshas Kisisa by the Parsha of Shkolim. It says, Beka Lagulgoyles, Machatzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKoydish. What does it mean, Beka Lagulgoyles? It's interesting, the Chasam Sofer writes, is someone there? It's there. The Chasam Sofer writes that if every one of the Ramach Mitzvahs essay is keneged a different Aver of the Guf, the Aver of the Guf that's keneged Machzis HaShekel is Gulgoyles, which is fascinating because Gulgoyles, everybody has the same Gulgoyles. The Moyach is a totally different, everyone has a different Das, and everyone has a different Deya. But when you get to the level of Ad Lo Yoda, when you get to the level beyond Das, above Das, Ad Lo Yoda, above Das is Gulgoyles. By Shkolim, Shkolim is everyone is equal. Ha'osher lo yarbe, hadal lo yamit. Shkolim is gematria, va'amech, kulam tzadikim. It's that everyone is equal. And how does that express? Beka? Beka is a lashon of Ekev, the lowest, the heel. Gulgoyles is the highermost, uppermost darga. Machzis HaShekel puts everyone together. There's no chilik on which level you are. Everyone is considered shoveh. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi brings that Machzis HaShekel is to be mechaper on Chet Egel. The whole Mishkan is to be mechaper on Chet Egel. And there's a reason why specifically the Machzis HaShekel that the Pesukim say here went for the Adonim. But there's an Inyan that it's mechaper on Chet Egel. But on the other hand, the Yerushalmi brings another pshat that the Machzis HaShekel is mechaper on Mechiras Yosef. So there's an interesting pshat. What's the connection that if the Shkolim are mechaper for, on one hand, Chet Ha'egel, on the other hand, Mechiras Yosef? Some say it's the two extremes. Ben Adam L'Mokoy is Egel, and Ben Adam L'Chaveroy, the ultimate Ben Adam L'Chaveroy is Mechiras Yosef. But there's an interesting pshat, a pilpul from the Megala Amukais. He says something interesting. He says that in the Shirish of Mechiras Yosef, there's a medrash that says, the brothers wanted to sell Yosef because they said, they saw that Osid Lotzeis Mimenu Yeravim Ben Avot, who Yeravim Ben Avot is going to make two agolim, Echad Bedan, Echad Bebersheva, he's going to make agolim. And there's going to be a chet of Egel that's going to come from Yosef. And that's why they want to get rid of Yosef. Now, Beseda, that's their cheshvin. But then they went and made a chet of Egel. If Klal Yisrael goes and made the chet of Egel, now it's choyzer v'neir, a tain on them about Mechiras Yosef. If they were such kanoim that the nesiba and the nakuda of the Mechiras Yosef is because they wanted to go against the agolim of Yeravam, then how could it be that they themselves are going to make Egel? So Egel is re ma'oirer nochamol, the Mechiras Yosef. And that's how Machzas HaShekel is mechaper on that. Now, the Machzas HaShekel, of course, went for the Adonim, as the Pesukim say here, but there was also a Machzas HaShekel that went every year for the Karbonis. We don't have Efshir the Machzas HaShekel for the Karbonis. We have a Zecher Lamachzas HaShekel, but the Svarim say that the Iker is that the Tshuka, the Kisufim, that you give Kesef, that you give it with a bread, you give it with a, that it's more than just Amud of Osa Kesef and Refidosei Zav. The Iker is Toichai Rots of Ava. The Iker is that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to see that there's a Varam, a Shtarka, Rotsen from inside us. It's a beautiful Vart. It says that the Nesiim, it says in the Vayakel, that the Nesiim brought the Avnei Shoyim, the Nesiim, it says Chosar Yud. There's a Machlok is what it means. There's one shot that it's a Taina on the Nesiim that they waited till the end. But there's a Vart. The Chedush Yerim says, the Nesiim is Chosar Yud. Rashi says, Shenis Atzlu. If Shenis Atzlu B'nidvas HaMishkan, they only brought this at the end. If you Nis Atzel, se felt the Ganze Yud. The Ganze Yid felt. A Yid is that he does it b'sreizes. A Yid. A Nesiim is felt, if it's be'atzlus, is felt the Yud. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Lamed Adar Aleph. Be'echa be'adar, the Mishnah says, Mashmiim al Hashkolim. What's the connection? Be'echad ba'adar mashmiyam ala shkolim and ala klayim. So there's a vart from the Satmar Rebbe. He said, shkolim is that, you know, everyone only gives a machtis and you have to really connect to a partner. But make sure who your partner is, who you connect to. Don't make a klayim. Don't misharayin with someone who you shouldn't. You should connect. And echad should be motza esmina. You should be connect. Machtis ha-shekel represents connecting from one to another, but not chas v'shalom in the oifen of Klayim, that shouldn't be an oifen of Klayim. Now, again, as we said, this year Pekudei stands by itself in a regular, in a Shana Pshuta, it's Vayakel, Pekudei together. This forum say, if Vayakel, if everyone gets together, Ba'achdus, so then we can be Zoichet to Pekudei, to Pekoid Yifkoid, that will take be Zoichet to the Pekida. But I heard an interesting Ha'ara. There's a difference between Vayakel and Pekudei. You know, Sayin Vayakel and Sayin Pekudei, it mentions that there's Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur, and he has a partner. V'itoi Aholiyah ben Achisomach Lamate Don. L'hoiris Nosen Beliboy, Hu V'Aholiyah ben Achisomach Lamate Don. So if you look at Rashi, it's brought down Sayin Kisisa, Sayin Pekudei, and Vayakel. Dafkin Vayakel, Rashi goes and says on that Pasuk, L'hoiris Nosen Beliboy, Hu V'Aholiyah ben Achisomach Lamate Don. Rashi says, Bitzalu ben Uri ben Chor is Beno Shel Miriam, and he comes from Shevet Yehuda. And who's together with him? Aholiyah, from Shevet Don, from the Yerudim Shebeshvatim Loshen Rashi. Mibnei HaShvachos, Vehishveh HaMokoyim LeBitzalel, LeMelechus HaMishkon, and he's the Gedoyle HaShvatim, L'Kayim HaShenem Rashi, means a Pasuk in Eoiv, V'loi Nekar Shua Lefnei Dol, that you don't make, you're not mafkin between an Oni and an Osher and a... Why did Rashi say it dafke in Parshas Vayakel? So there's a Moira de Kediak. In Parshas Kisisa, it doesn't say that Bitzalel and Aliyah are equal. Bitzalel is on top. The Itoy Aliyah. Tzazamen mit them. Itoy. And again in Pekudei by us. Bitzalel, the Itoy Aliyah. In Parshas Vayakel, who the Aliyah? In Parshas Vayakel, they're equal. Now it's interesting because Taka, there's a lot of rise to this concept. Vayakel is achdus that everyone's equal. Vayakel is achdus that everyone's equal. Vayakel happens in Adar, in the preparing the Mishkan. Pekudei is already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. There's a Melech and there's an Am. There are different, there's hierarchy, there's different levels. Not everyone's the same. Pekudei is the individualism of every single person. Vayakel is the Achdus of everyone being equal. In Vayakel, even the Nesiim, it says without a Yud. The Nesiim also, just another guy. It's not separated. Vayakel is Ha'ashul Layar, Badal Layamet, is everyone equal. Pekudei already happens the chashivas of the individual of each person. But it's something interesting. You know, there's a pasuk. It says, V'nifkadeta ki yipokeg moishavecha. Someone's singing here. Is someone making notes? Sounds like a bee. V'nifkadeta ki yipokeg moishavecha. V'nifkadeta is when it's noticed that you're there. Why? Because you're missing. We notice you if a person dafka makes himself ois and he's misbatel himself, he's behester. You know, Vashti is yeshus. Vashti is that a person has presence. The same letters as yeshus. Yeshus. Eh? How do you say yeshus? Yeshus.
Presence.
Yeah, okay, no, there's a. Esther is behalten. When someone dafka hides himself and makes himself like misbatel to the Rabbanu Shlomo, then dafka he'll be nifkad. It's a Moir de Gazach. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned. And then the Yerushalmi says, but in Parshas Pekudei, the Yerushalmi calls Parshas Mishkan Hashniyah. Why is it called Parshas Mishkan Hasheni? So the Pnei Moshe says, because it says Mishkan twice, it says Eilef Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eide, so it's called Mishkan Hasheni. It says Mishkan twice. But Pasuk Shad is because it's a repetition Pasuk, already in Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about it then. Mecheni no misifrecha, in Tetzaveh Moshe is not mentioned. In Parshas Pekudei, it says 18 times, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perek Dalin, and Perek Tfilas HaShachar says that a makar for Yud Ches Brachas of Shemayne Esrei, a smach for the Yud Ches Brachas, is the Yud Ches Pa'omim that it says in Pekudei, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu maybe in Tetzaveh hides himself and he makes himself Nistar, he makes himself Nelam, that he doesn't exist. But then it all comes out. Ki yipokei moishavecha fakert in Pekudei shen eimol ba'arichos 18 times again and again. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Now I think we spoke the other weeks. It was Adar Aleph. Now it's Taka. We're getting into Adar Beis. The parshiyos of Mishkan, Trumat Tzav, Vayakal Pekudei are all Arum and Arum Adar. Adar is Aleph Dar. Alufay shel Oilam wants to have a dira in this world. The Lashon of the Medrash is Mishkan, Aseli Kitain Echad Ve'odor B'toichai. I want to live amongst you. Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'iyah Leidira B'tachtoinim. And Avada, it's appropriate that in Adar, specifically in Adar, we want to express this idea of Hashruas HaShechina. When there's Hashruas HaShechina, there's Simcha. It's not a Simcha of Esayulus. But when a person's menatik from Chet, he's mevatel himself, and he makes himself a kli for Hashruas HaShechina, so then Adarabba, then it becomes Taka Amokaim of Dira B'tachtoinim. It says, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan, Rashi brings, why is it called Mishkan? Rashi says, we're holding the Amamash at the beginning of the Binyan of the Mishkan, and Rashi says, Mishkan, Shnei Pa'omim, Remez LeMikdosh, Shenismashkein, B'Shnei Churbonin, Alav Einoisei Enshal Yisrael. Over here it says Mishkan, but it's already a Remez for the two Batei Mikdosh. We said, Amal, that Mishkan is Gematria 410. 410 is the first Beis HaMikdash. Ha Mishkan, an extra five, plus five letters, is 420. Why is it with a dray with five letters? Because the second Beis HaMikdash was missing five things, the Gemara says in Yuma. So the remez of it is not a flat out 420, it's a 415. It's missing five. But Mishkan and Ha Mishkan is a remez for the two Batei Mikdash. That's what Rashi's saying here. And it's a remez because they were a mashkin. Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu es chamosoy ala eitzam va'alavonim. The Sfarim write another pshat that Mishkan is a lashon of Moshcheini acharecha narutza. You know, there's a koyach of gravity that pulls people down. But the emes is fakert. Mishkan is adarab. It's Moshcheini. Moshcheini that it lifts a person up. It pulls a person lamala towards Kirva to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's another lashon of Mishkan. Now it's interesting, this idea that the Batei Mikdash were a Mishkan, and it was a Mishkan that a Mashkin, that the Eberstein was really going to be Mechalach Chamosai on the Bnei Yisrael, and instead he was Mechalach Chamosai on Eitzim Bavonim. It's very interesting. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara talks about Avimi, that Bazunder he had, Kibbet Av'Aim, that even though he had five sons, whenever his father came, he went to be Mechabedim, and one time he brought him water, and his father fell asleep, and he stood there the whole time, Gochen Alav, the whole time, and he had a Siyata Deshmaya, Gemara Kedush Laman Aleph, he had a Siyata Deshmaya to understand what it means Mizmar La'asaf. Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi Toises, other Rishonim, what it means there. Rashi learns the Inyan that he was Nisiyata Deshmaya to understand what it means Mizmar La'asaf. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechala Chamosai on the Eitzim Vavonim, that it's a Mizmar L'Asaf, that Asaf, really, he says a Mizmar, even though it's talking about the destruction, it was a Churbin on the Eitzim Vavonim. So this Hagois from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, in the Hagois, and in the Gemara Kedushin with the Mefarshim in the back, from the Hagois, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, he says, what's the connection that because he did Kibbet Av'Aim, he realizes this Pshat in Mikdash? He says, because the Emes is, if a person is nifter, sometimes a person would think, okay, it's only basar and dam. The ikar is the neshama remains. And then you tell yourself, and also mikdash. Mikdash, it's sach hakol, eitzim vavonim. It's only physical. And we understand, the same way we understand that the eitzim vavonim, yes, it's physical, but it's physical things that we use as a kli to be nis'ala. Similar, a person's connection to his parents, to the free of the kedoyris, we are misbinary. We don't just say, oh, it's basar vadam, that was nelam. That's the message that he understood when he was Mechabed, Mechabdoi Bechayov, from Kibbet Av'Aim is where he understood the Chashivis of reckoning, even with a Gashmiyastik Metzias that is bringing out a Yecholis to grow in Ruchnis. Eilat Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edos. The next Rashi says, Eidos Li Yisrael Sheviter Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Maisa Egel. Where's the raya that he was mevater on the Chet Egel? Shaharei Hishra Shechinosei Beinayim. Rashi's bringing from the Tanchuma. But the Pshat is, it wasn't Pashat. Maybe after Chet Egel, it's not going to be. The Mishkan is an Eidus. It's an Eidus that he's bringing back the Shechina. The Medrash also says that the Emes, how did the Mishkan bring back the Shechina? It's in the Schus of the Ovis. And the Medrash speaks out specifically, Zachar la'avram li'yitzlak li'yisrael. If al yedei Chet Egel, they deserve Sreifa. Zachar la'avram, or Kastim. If they deserve Hariga, Zachar li Yitzchak, Yitzchak Akeda. If they deserve Golus, Zachar li Yisrael, Yaakov, that he goes to Golus Charon. And the Medrash continues also, who then, that the Mishkan is made out of Zov, Kesef, and Nechoshes. It goes to explain that Zov, Kesef, and Nechoshes represents the three Ovis. It also says there that we know that in Truma we talked that there are 15 items, things. Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tzemer, Vchulei. The 15 things are connected, the 15 years that the Ovis lived together. Avraham Avinu was nifter when Yaakov was 15 years old. That 15 years is a chibur. Now, Truman Tetzava was the tzivuy of Mishkan, and now we have how Moshe Rabbeinu was actually doing it, and we have the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, which start on Chof Gimel Adar, and then it goes even weiter. Parshas Pekudei talks about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Shmini Lamiluim, which is already the Bechin of Chodesh Nisan. It's a very interesting Chasam Sofer. He talks about this date, Chof Gimel Adar. Chof Gimel Adar was the day that they, the first time out of the seven times that Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan. He said it's a very interesting date, Chof Gimel Adar. He's a wild Cheshbin. It says that Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reishon. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. How many days in 17 years? Well, every year has 354 days. So that's 6,018. Make a cheshbon that there were six Shana Me'uberis in those 17 years. It comes out that Yaakov lived, literally, it says 17 years is exactly 6,198 days. That's his cheshbon. And he says, Mishtami Yaakov, it says he lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. He probably came down to Mitzrayim on his birthday. And he was nifter on the same day, Aleph Sukkos. And he was nifter also then. The cheshbon is that Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim 17 years. Those were the Toiv Shanim. It was a little more than 6,000. 6,198. He says the 6,000 days that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim is connected to 6,000 years of this world. The last 198 days, that's already beyond. That's already lamal. The day 6,000, if you make a cheshbon that Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim on the first day of Sukkot, is Chof Gimel Adar. The last year of Yaakov's life in Mitzrayim on Chof Gimel Adar is when he reaches the year 6,000. The day, which represents the year 6,000. After that, it's already lamal. And that's why, that's the time for Hakamas HaMishkan, which is a fascinating, total new world game changer. That there's a makam, a physical makam of Ashuras HaShechina. It happens on Chav Gimel Adar. Yaakov represented that by having 6,000 days of this world. And then the Mishkan already represents beyond Me'ein Olam Haba. The Elef HaShvi, the beginning of the Elef HaShvi, the first 198 of the Elef HaShvi. Then there's even beyond that. That's in Elef. Yeah, we'll go beyond and beyond Avada. Now it's interesting. The Torah makes a cheshbon how much kesef and exactly where the kesef went for. Most of the kesef of the Shishim Riboy went for the Adonim, but then there's a very interesting pasuk. Ve'es ha'elef u'shva me'ois v'chamisha v'shivim asa vavim la'amudim. This is not stam a number. 1,775. Moiridik. How many Yidden were there? Not 600,000. 603,550. That extra 3,000 and some Yidden, they're the Erev Rav. They're the outsiders. If you make a cheshbin, 600,000 machtes shekels is 300,000 shekel. And that comes out exactly what you need for 100 adonim. The leftover of the 3,550 machtes ha-shekels is 1,775. Half. Each one is a machtes ha-shekel. And that's outside. That's vavim la'amudim. That's not for the Adonim. Inside the Mishkan, those are the outsiders. It's mamish set. Punkt. Exactly the cheshbin. The kesef, 600,000 went for the Adonim. The esoel, efushva, meyois, vachamisha, v'shivim, is genoi. It's outside, and it's for the 3,550 that were outsiders. I don't know what to say about the end of the parsha. There's always a remez at the end of the parsha for how many psukim, but over here it says there are 92 psukim in parshas Pekudei, but at the end, I don't know why, it says Bali Kol Simen, until I realized Bali Kol is 92. That's the Simen. Bali Kol. Bali Kol is the Simen. Just for the record. There's another girsa that says Ein Loi Simen. Ein loy simen also, it was 92. So it's Bali Kol Simen, Ein loy simen. What that means, if you make yourself into garnish, then you're nifkad. We spoke already. The Etzem HaKomas HaMishkan Avada happened after the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. It's a pasuk, it's a date that's mentioned in the parasha. Is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is mentioned. Bayoim HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh Tokim Es HaMishkan Me'ol Moed. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Yom of Bria Sa'olam. It's a Machlokes Tanoim if the world was created in Tishrei or in Nisan. But according to the man, the Yomar, the Nisan of Ra'olam, there's a world now being created. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Shmini Lamiluyim. Everything is happening over here. A new system of how the world is going to be. It happens on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know that if Sefer Bereshis talks about the Bria Sa'olam, and we said Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer Hayetzirah, Sefer Shmois, which we're wrapping up now. It's called Sefer Hasheni. It's not Stam Sefer Hasheni. It's Sefer Yetzirah Hasheni. Because now there's the Yetzirah Taka of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Chodesh Tishrei maybe is Rosh Hashanah, but it's the seventh month. When we count the Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem, L'Chodshei Hashanah, Nisan is the first month. Mitzad Klal Yisrael, that's how the world runs. After one Inyan in the mitzvah of Mishkan, the pasuk says in Truma, Betzim, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. It's a mitzvah esei d'oraisa to build a mishkan. Avada, even nowadays, a person has to make himself. That's belvavi mishkan evne, to make himself a kli roi for hashuas hashchina is akoponim a me'en of this mitzvah. A person making himself a kli for roi for hashuas hashchina. But avada kepshuta, there's a mitzvah of binyan hamikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Habachira Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis says, Ein boinin es hamikdash balayla. Shenemar is v'dayik the pasuk uviyoyim hokem esam hashkan biyoyim ekimin v'loy b'layla v'oiskin bebinyan me'alois hashachar etzeis hakechavim. So this is a mitzvah essay that's only by yoyim. There are many mitzvahs that are only by yoyim. Some mitzvahs are bein biyoyim bein b'layla, but there are many mitzvahs that are only by yoyim. Beis Hamikdash is one of them. Ein boinan ela biyoyim me'alois hashachar etzeis hakechavim. And then the Rambam continues the same halacha perak aleph halacha yud beis v'hakoyl chayovim livnois u'lesai ba'atzmam v'moinam echod anoshim v'noshim kemikdash ha'bemidbar. Men and women are both chayiv. And then he adds, "Ve'ein binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos v'yomtiv." So all the achrayim ask, "L'chayra, why does the Rambam say that binyan beis hamikdash the chiv is echad anoshim ve'echad noshim?" L'chayra, it's a mitzvah essay she'azman grama. Now some ask the nusach that it's a zman grama because it's not noig on Shabbos and yomtiv. The imi shimha, it's a simple teretz which the achrayim use a lashon of arye deraviyale. I'll explain. There's a kasha that. I was going to say a klutz kasha, but it's not. The Sharmel, the Marit, the Rabbi Kvega, they talk about this kasha. The mitzvah of Maika, the Gemara in Kedushin, when it wants to give an example of what's a mitzvah essay that's not Zman Groma, the dogma that the Gemara brings, among others, is Maka. And they ask, what do you mean? You can't build a Maika on Shabbos. So it's a Zman Groma. Can't build a Maika on Shabbos. And of course the answer is no. Maika says build me on Shabbos. Shabbos says don't build it. That's not Midine Maika. And Ulai, als ein beis hamikdash doicha, there would have been a havanah maybe that it's doicha Shabbos. Kamash one that it's not. But if it's not doicha, we spoke last week, if the kelim are not doicha, or the binyan is not doicha, we said maybe before chayt egel it would have been doicha. But lamai said binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. But what about this other kasha that ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla? So if ein binyan beis hamikdash balayla, it should be considered a mitzvah essay shazman groma. So the Minchas Chinuch asked the kasha. Many achrayim talk about the kasha. The Minchas Chinuch says b'diyevid, if you build at night, you don't have to like reconstruct. You don't have to take it apart. B'diyevid, what was nivda is good. Other achrayim say that maybe preliminary building, meaning not mamish putting the bricks on, but doing preliminary preparations of it, is yenoyeg at night, and that's maybe enough. I once wanted to say a chiddush that maybe, in fact, you're right. It's a zman groma. Aber harei, we know that there are mitzvahs zman groma that nashim achayiv kedugmas. What? Megillah is the Rabbanon, matzah, sukkah de potter, shayfer de potter, kiddush on Shabbos. There are mitzvahs zman groma that nashim achayiv. And the Gemara in Kedushin explains that there are exceptions to the rule. So maybe in the Chanami, Binyan Beis Hamikdash is a mitzvah sesei shazman groma, but it happens to be it's an exception, and this would even be meduyah, because the Rambam says, Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim kemikdosh b'midbar, that he's making this yalfusa, because it says, what the Magen Mishnah explains, because it says, v'hanoshim tavu esha'izim, so vice if they wouldn't be mechuyiv, they wouldn't be able to do the preparations, must be that they're mechuyiv. It's a nice little Torah, but it's wrong, because the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, over there in Perek Yud Beis, he discusses the Gedarim of Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Groma and actually goes through the list of exceptions to the rule and tells us which Mitzvahs Zman Groma Noshem on Nevertheless Chayiv. Beis HaMikdash is not on the list. So obviously, whatever the Hezbo may be, we have to find the Hezbo why Beis HaMikdash is not considered a Zman Groma, not an exception to the rule. That was the Gabi Mikdash HaSheni, and we saw the Rambam says Kemishkon Shebemidbar. But there's also Mikdash HaShlishi, which is of course a big Machloikas we show him. If that's going to be Nivna al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's already Banoi, because Be'etzim, it's already Nimtza L'mala, we only want to bring it down. Or there are other Rishayim that know that Mikdash HaShlishi is also going to be Nivna, Kipshutai, it's totally in the Sugya of Yoyim Haneif, Kulei Aser, because we're Choshe Shem, Hei Rishem Yibana Beis HaMikdash, but Avada, the various Eifanim of how we're supposed to build Beis HaMikdash Shlishi is Avada Durch our trying to make ourselves Kalim and Roy for Ashruas Ashchina. I want to give Shevach Vaidah to the Rabbeinu Shloilem that we had an Einikel this week and they just gave the name Leah Efrat, and her older brother who's 4 years old went to visit and he was Mevater on his Motzetz. So we win a spall. He says, what do you mean? I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. So I learned from him that that's what we are supposed to do.